The trailblazing trumpeter Mary Elizabeth Bowden brings us an album of contemporary concertos for trumpet. It's called Storyteller, and she's worked with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra on this with their music director, Alan Tinkham. So, Mary Elizabeth, here we are in Classical Conversations. The stars have aligned for us today. Thank you for joining us for a conversation on Storyteller.
Thanks for having me today.
Okay, so this being a storytelling album, and just so we can get to know you a little bit more, would you be willing to share some of your story, especially how you came into this flourishing career as a trumpet player?
Sure. So I grew up in the Chicagolands area and was a member of Chicago Youth Symphony, and that's the connection that I have with that organization. And from there, I went to the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, and then I did my master's degree at the Yale School of Music. And during my younger years, I loved playing solos and all kinds of music, but I was very much, I very much thought that I would be an orchestral trumpet player. That's what all my peers were doing. That's how I thought that you could make a living playing the trumpets. And so I did that for a large part of my 20s. I was a member of the Richmond Symphony in Virginia, and I did a lot of freelancing with different orchestras, playing in the section of an orchestra. And when I was in my late 20s, I started to really think about doing something different. And I realized that I hadn't pursued anything creative on my own. And it was something that I always wanted to do, but just didn't think that a trumpet player could really make a living doing that. And so I decided to just try. And I still kept all my orchestral work while I was building a solo career in my late 20s. And I just, each year, I built up my repertoire. I started booking concerts with trumpet and piano, started soloing with some smaller orchestras, and then I was finally able to sign with my first agency in my early 30s. And each year just keeps growing, and, you know, I have a brass quintet that's composed of all women musicians, brass musicians, and we're now in our 11th season, and I created that from the ground up, and we tour about 40 to 60 concerts a year. And the concerto career that I have is very much tied in with the commissions. I'm always commissioning new composers. The next piece is going to be by Jeff Scott. He's going to begin writing that soon. And I also love chamber music. I'm collaborating with a lot of organizations as a chamber musician, and I still love playing in the orchestra here every now and again. So I feel like I'm very much a chameleon, and I love versatility and I love travel. And so all of those elements make sense in my life. I love doing something different every week. And then on top of that, I'm here in my office today at Shenandoah Conservatory, where I am the full-time associate professor of trumpets, and I have 15 trumpet students.
So I can only imagine what your schedule looks like, probably a jigsaw puzzle with all these different elements. But for Storyteller, how did it feel to circle back and perform as a soloist with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, since you were a member of it formerly?
It was a really special experience, and all of the young musicians are so energetic and enthusiastic, and they're amazing players too. And the leadership of Alan Tinkham is also very inspirational. He really gets the students motivated and inspired, and as a great leader. So it was just a lot of fun to work with that dynamic, and coming back as a mentor to these students. They were all very excited to be on the album, and just seeing how a career can be very multifaceted. And it was just a really fun collaboration to get to know the students too.
Yeah, I could see you as being this shining role model for the students as they're playing. And if there was any one piece of advice that you could give a young musician, what might that be?
I think the biggest piece of advice is that, you know, you don't have to be one thing to be a great musician who has something to say. I mean, everyone's lives look completely different. You know, you don't have to have, I know I had very much of a mindset in my youth that you have to just do one thing to be great at it, which I thought, okay, I'll just be an orchestral trumpet player because I need to fund my life. And I learned, you know, later in my 20s that, you know, you can do a lot of different things and piece them together. And you can be a multifaceted musician. Whatever interests you, you can piece it together. And those things can all be high quality. And so I think not letting limiting beliefs shape your life, shape it yourself. And some people might say that's crazy, or you can't do that. But ultimately, you know yourself and what you can do. And the worst thing that can happen is that you try something and maybe it's too much, and you learn your limits and you learn what you love.
Having heard a little bit about your journey, I thought maybe we could take a closer look at Vivian Fung's trumpet concerto, because I understand that is one that kind of traces some of the ups and downs that you've experienced. And I wondered what kind of emotions or memories or experiences that surface for you, either playing or listening back to that trumpet concerto.
This is the first consortium that I did, and Vivian and I were just exchanging stories about what it's like to be underrepresented in both composition and being a female brass player. And so I think there's just a lot of things, we're still underrepresented, and that's exactly why I have Serif Brass. I think it's still important to have groups that are all women while we're evening out the playing field. I think it is getting slightly better each year. And I just think that, like, with carving my path, it's been a very unconventional path. I was too old to do solo competitions. The one that I did try when I was 30 at the age cutoff, that summer I was like hit in the face twice by these two like strange accidents. And so couldn't really perform well for the competition, and had to relearn how to play as my solo career was starting. So, you know, there's always setbacks, but it's about what you learn from those setbacks. And I feel like every struggle that I've had or every failure that I've had has made me a stronger person, a better teacher. And it's, you know, the trumpet is an instrument that is like the javelin in the Olympics. There's so much energy that comes out of the bell of the trumpet. And so Vivian's piece is a really good vehicle for if you feel rage or anger, just pushing, like having all the energy emerge from the bell of the trumpet, and the excitement of the music is it's just so much fun to play. And not that you have to be angry to play, but that kind of like you can be excited. You can feel just, you know, any kind of energized emotion is really suited well for the trumpet. So this piece is very acrobatic. And, you know, I remember in the recording sessions, Vivian was like, can you make this part sound uglier? And that is a concept of, for classical musicians, that is sometimes like, oh, I don't want to sound ugly, but you know, there needs to be that emotion in the music sometimes. Not everything is gorgeous and beautiful. You know, we have to like really expand the sound color of the trumpet to like, yes, we can play all these different dynamics and sound colors on this instrument.
It sounds like an experience, like taking the listener through the grit it takes to get up after you fall and relearn how to play, overcoming those obstacles. What a journey. What about some of the other stories and other concertos we find on this album?
So there's a handful. The second consortium that I did was by Clarice Assad. And this one is very programmatic. It's she was inspired by surrealist artist Gertrude Abercrombie. And so the first two movements are based off of two of her paintings. And she often painted herself with a cat, one of her cats. And so the second movement, the stroll, she's taking her cat out on a walk. And I'm also a cat lady, and I have my cat Duke, and I like to take him on walks. And so it's nice when art can connect with music. And then the last movement, Hyde Park Jam, is just a party. She used to have a lot of jazz musicians over at her house, and they would jam and hang out. And so that when you have something programmatic like that, it is easier to draw that inspiration because you can see the art right in front of you and really draw from that. There's another piece like that too on the album by Tyson Ghost Davis. It's based off of a Whistler painting. And so that's also, you know, you look at that painting and you can draw a lot of just feelings or emotions from that. It's hard to describe that specifically because I think it's very like personal for each person, how you feel emotion and how it comes out through the trumpets. I know I like to think in colors of sound and moods. And so just like you can change the timbre of your voice without thinking, just using your imagination for the trumpet, you can really alter the color of the sound. It can be very bright and tinny, or it can be very dark and velvety. So, you know, there's a lot we can do with our imaginations through the bell of the trumpet, so to speak.
What about the namesake for the album, the Storyteller Concerto?
So this is from Jim Stevenson's piece, Storyteller, and Jim has been a long-time friend of mine. He, in his past life, was a professional trumpet player and has been a full-time composer for a number of years now, and his compositions are very, they've always been part of my repertoire, and I'm very drawn to his music. And this piece, Storyteller, I think is very special for the album because it was written in memory of Bud Herseth, who was the principal trumpeter of the Chicago Symphony for over 50 years. And when I first heard an orchestra play, it was the Chicago Symphony when I was 10, 11 years old. My first teacher took us to hear the symphony. So I heard Bud Herseth during his last years, really shaped, you know, how I hear the trumpet in my mind. And so this piece was dedicated to Bud Herseth. And so there's a lot of quotes from famous orchestral pieces, and it ends with this beautiful Song of the Nightingale trumpet solo. And it's a very beautiful piece. And so I feel like it's just, like, there's so much emotion in there from Jim, and that you know, my colleague from Curtis, Yvonne Lamb, joins me for the violin solo on that. So there's a lot of interplay between the violin and the trumpet. And it's just a very gorgeous work.
And I see you rounded out the album with another Jim Stevenson work, Scram, which is, of course, a very attention-grabbing title, if you want to give us a little context there.
Sure. He wrote this for another, the music world is so small. He wrote this for a friend of mine, Amy McCabe, who is the principal trumpet in the Marine Band. And it was originally for wind ensemble and trumpets. And I heard her recording. I just thought it sounded really fun and flashy. And I thought it would be a good addition to my repertoire. So I had Jim make an orchestral arrangement of it. So, you know, it can be played with orchestra as well. And it was just such a nice way to end the album, Scram. It's kind of a play. Jim loves puns and play on words and things like that. So I just thought it was a really fun way to close out the album. Stay tuned. And I'll have a music video released in October, artistic video based on Sarah Kirkland Snyder's piece. So stay tuned for that. And I have more projects in the works. So if you want to keep in touch with me, you can subscribe to my newsletter on my website and also follow me on Instagram. I love to share with fans and just keep in touch with everybody.
This has been a conversation on the album Storyteller featuring Mary Elizabeth Bowden with the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra and adding to the repertoire of contemporary concertos for trumpet. Thank you so much, Mary Elizabeth.
Thank you.